This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
From CNN, I'm Fez Jamil with the five things you need to know for Thursday, November 16th. The Israeli military and Hamas have both been accused of war crimes over their actions at Gaza's largest hospital. Israeli forces say Hamas is operating a command center under the Al-Shifa hospital, which is why they raided the facility yesterday. But that raid led to heavy fighting breaking out and a journalist inside warning that patients and refugees were being put in danger. Hamas denies that it's operating underground in the area, and so do hospital officials. But CNN can't verify either side's claims. Meanwhile, President Joe Biden says he's deeply involved in negotiations to get the hostages held by Hamas back to their families, and is feeling, quote, mildly hopeful. The FBI says it's seen a significant increase in reported threats since Hamas's October 7th terror attack, mostly against the Jewish community. Take a listen to what FBI Director Chris Wray said at a congressional hearing.
Our most immediate concern is that individuals or small groups will draw twisted inspiration from the events in the Middle East to carry out attacks here at home. That includes homegrown violent extremists inspired by a foreign terrorist organization and domestic violent extremists targeting Jewish Americans or other faith communities.
This comes as three Jewish students are suing NYU over its alleged failure to enforce anti-discrimination policies and describe a handful of incidents where alleged verbal and physical harassment took place, along with intimidation and threats. The suit claims that their complaints have been, quote, ignored, slow-walked, or met with gaslighting from NYU administrators. A spokesperson for the university says the suit fails to accurately describe conditions on campus and the, quote, many steps the university has taken to tackle anti-Semitism. The Senate wrapped up a session trying to confirm a slew of military nominees this morning. Yes, you heard that right, this morning. Senators called it quits at around 3:45 a.m. Eastern in an attempt to confirm top military nominees after Senator Tommy Tuberville delayed the process for 9 months. The Alabama Republican has been stalling more than 450 military nominees over his demand that the Pentagon eliminate its abortion policy that reimburses service members for travel to get reproductive health care, including abortions. While Tuberville did have support among some Republicans, others, like Senator Lindsey Graham, were against it.
The wrong we're creating here is to put our military at risk at a time of great need. This is affecting the ability of the nation to defend itself.
Graham and other Republicans say they'll vote with Democrats to change the Senate's rules if a deal with Tuberville can't be reached. The mother of a 6-year-old who shot his teacher has been sentenced to 21 months in prison. Back in January, Deja Taylor's son took his mother's gun into a school in Virginia and shot his first-grade teacher. She was hurt in her hand and chest. As part of a plea deal earlier this year, Taylor pleaded guilty to 2 federal firearms charges, as well as a separate state charge of felony child neglect, which he's expected to be sentenced for next month. Coming up, there could be new pandas coming to the U.S. We'll tell you why next.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
Some pandas might be coming back to the U.S. after 3 were returned to China last week as relations between Beijing and Washington spiraled. But now, China's President Xi Jinping has hinted they might send new pandas as, quote, envoys of friendship, in a gesture aimed at easing tensions. It comes just hours after President Biden and President Xi say they made positive steps forward during their first meeting in a year in the San Francisco Bay Area yesterday. China loans pandas to more than 20 countries around the world in a program that's often called Panda Diplomacy. That's all for now. Our next episode drops at noon Eastern.
Over 37,000 companies have already made the move to NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/briefing. netsuite.com/briefing.